Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Canto 7, Chapter 10, Prahlad, the best amongst exalted devotees, text number 2. Sri Paraduvacha, Mamam Pralobhayotpatya, Saktam Karmeshu Taravarai, Tatsanga Bita Nirvino, Mukshu Swam Upashitaha. Sri Parado Vacha. Prahlad Maharaj said to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ma, please do not. Mam, me. Pralobaya, allure. Utpatya, because of my birth in a demoniac family. Saktam, I am already attached. Kameshu, to material enjoyment. Tai, by all those. Varai, benedictions of material. Tatsanga bita, being afraid of such material association. Nirvina, completely detached from material desires. Mumukshu, desiring to be liberated from material conditions of life. Twam, unto your lotus feet. Upashitya, I have taken shelter. Translation of Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Prahlad Maharaj said, My dear Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, because I was born in an atheistic family, I am naturally attached to material enjoyment. Therefore, kindly do not tempt me with these illusions. I am very much afraid of material conditions, and I desire to be liberated from materialistic life. It is for this reason that I have taken shelter of your lotus feet. Purport. Materialistic life means attachment to the body and everything in relation to the body. This attachment is based on lusty desires for sense gratification, specifically sexual enjoyment. Kamaistaistaridigana. When one is too attached to material enjoyment, he is bereft of all knowledge. Rita jnana. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, those who are attached to material enjoyment are mostly inclined to worship the demigods to procure various material opulences. They are especially attached to worship of Goddess Durga and Lord Shiva because this transcendental couple can offer their devotees all material opulence. Prahlad Maharaj, however, was detached from all material enjoyment. He therefore took shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nrsingadev, and not the feet of any demigod. It's to be understood that if one really wants release from this material world, from the threefold miseries, and from janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, birth, death, old age, and disease, one must take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for without the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one cannot get released from materialistic life. Atheistic men are very much attached to material enjoyment. Therefore, if they get some opportunity to achieve more and more material enjoyment, they take it. Prahlad Maharaj, however, was very careful in this regard. Although born of a materialistic father, because he was a devotee, he had no material desires. Anyabhilasita shunyam. Sri Parado Vacha Namam Pralobayotpatya Saktam Kameshu Taravarai Tatsanga Bita Niravino Mumukshu Stvam Upashitaha. Prahlad Maharaj said, My dear Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, Because I was born in an atheistic family, I am naturally attached to material enjoyment. Therefore, kindly do not tempt me with these illusions. I am very much afraid of material conditions, and I desire to be liberated from materialistic life. It is for this reason that I have taken shelter of you, lotus feet. The aim of the human form of life is to get free from the material conception of life, from the bodily concept of life. And the reason why we are entangled in the bodily concept of life is because our intelligence has been taken away by illusion. Now, why has our intelligence become taken away by illusion? Krishna Bahir Mukha Bhogavan Chitare Dikatista Dari Japitiya Dari. As soon as we turn our face away from Krishna and instead want to take Krishna's place, then at once the illusory energy captures us, arrests us, and puts us into the material concept of life. Because we don't accept that Krishna is the proprietor of everything, and because we don't accept that everything is meant for Krishna's enjoyment, for his service, under the direction of Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra, inspired by the super soul within the heart, because we don't accept these things completely, to one degree or another, everyone is in the material concept of life. That I am this body, I am this mind, I'm here to control the material nature, and I'm here to enjoy it. And the result is not very pleasant, as Krishna says in the 16th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, for that verse, Tanaham Dvichita Kuran Samsreshu Naradamam Shri Pramajas Ramashubam Asri Shveva Yonishu. The demonic consciousness is not favorable for any kind of advancement. Now people, they think they deserve to be in Maya. Idam te na napaskaya, nabak, what is it? Ya idam paramam guyam, ya imam pushpitam bacham. Idam te na napaskaya, idam te na napaskaya, nabaktaya kadachana, chushushushve vacham, nishamam yobasuyate. Idam adyamaya labva imam prapse manoratam. Idam astiyam apime pavishati parnardanam. Asamaya takshatra hanishe chaparanapi. Ishvaraham ahambogi siraham balavansuki. Adyo bijanavanasmi konyoste sadrisam maya. Yakshe dashami modisha ityaganavi mohitaha. So much is mine today, and I'll gain more and more in the future. So much money do I have, and still I'll get more. He is my enemy, and I've killed him. All my other enemies will also be killed. I am perfect. I am powerful, and I am happy. I am surrounded by rich and aristocratic relatives. I shall perform some sacrifice. I will give some charity, and thus I shall rejoice. In this way, the demoniac is bewildered by ignorance. So this conception, mine, I have so much and I'll get more and more. I'm going, all my obstacles I'll destroy from my material success. These are all products of the ignorance and passion which keep one binded in the material conception of life. And Krishna goes on, all the problems with this conception, and ultimately he says, Tanaham dvishita kuram samsareshu naradamam shi pramajas ramashubam asrishveva yonishu. That those who are envious, those who are mischievous, those who are the lowest among men, I perpetually cast into the divine expiations of life. Asram yonam apanam muda janmini janmini asram yonam apanam muda janmini janmini tamaprapyaiva kuntiya tato yanamam gitim. And as they sink down, they go down and down into the lower species of life. And Krishna says, they can never approach me. So that sounds like Krishna doesn't want, you know, he's quite a vindictive person. You don't like him, he doesn't like you, and he puts you in trouble. Yes, that's a fact. Krishna likes everyone. He doesn't put people into trouble because he doesn't like them. And it's because they don't like him, therefore they become attracted to demoniac and atheistic views. And because of being attracted to demoniac and atheistic views, therefore they wind up becoming attracted to the lower species of life. Trivida narakasyedam dwaram nashudam atmanaha kama krodha tata lobas tasmat etam trayam trejet. There are three gates leading to hell, namely lust, anger, and greed. Every sane person should try to get free from these three gates because they lead to the degradation of the self. In other words, if we choose lust, and Prabhupada says, especially exemplified by sex life, which is all-pervading in modern society, every advertisement, so many books are being sold, so many different movies, all advertising, come and enjoy, come and enjoy, come and enjoy. And come and suffer. They don't say come and suffer, but that's the result of trying to enjoy, is that one winds up suffering. Prabhupada used to say whether it's licit or illicit sex, the end result is always suffering. Even you have a child, you have to, for Krishna's sake, of course, for Krishna's service, hopefully, there's so much suffering. The child's suffering, waking up at night, crying, you gotta change its diapers, you gotta feed it. It doesn't exactly have a sadhana, so it doesn't, when it's gonna eat, when it's gonna sleep, it's not, usually so regulated. He doesn't get up for Mangal Arati and take rest at 9 o'clock at night. So, your whole life will become irregular. And hearing the baby crying or screaming, depending on how much he's unhappy. And once in a while goes, goo, 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 and you think my life is perfect. And if it's illicit sex, then so much energy is wasted, so much time, so many broken hearts in relationships, so much guilt, so much anxiety, so much envy, so many different unpleasant emotions and experiences. All for chapala sukha lava, right? Just for a momentary happiness, one is willing to undergo so much distress. And even if one is so-called happiness, successful fulfilling one's lust, then it simply becomes greed. That one is not satisfied, kamadinam katina katida palitas durnideshas. One is trying in so many ways and so many methods to gratify one's lust, and even if one is successful and turns into greed, then still it bothers one even more. You have $1 million, you don't know what to do with it. And if you have $1 billion, you know less what to do with it. But you have to worry about protecting it. Someone's going to come and take it. Your relatives are going to come and try and steal it from you. Thieves are going to come. Inflation. So you're spending your whole time. You can't use the $1 billion because you don't know what to use it for. But instead you're spending your whole time serving the $1 billion, trying to protect it. For Krishna knows why. And then at the end, being attached to it, you think about it at the time of death and go to hell. So it hasn't aided or advanced one's real happiness, but it served, as it says in the Srimad Bhagavatam, if a king has a big crown on his head, but he doesn't bow down before the personality of Godhead, then the crown simply serves as a heavy weight to sink him into material existence. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj, he's not interested in adding to his problems He's interested in taking shelter of Krishna so he can enter into his real identity, his real occupation, that is service to Krishna. As we've taken our occupation to serve our gross and subtle body, which is not us, so we can also serve Krishna. He's not us, but he's certainly much more pleasant to serve than this gross and subtle body. But Nitevidu Swarthagatimi Vishnu, people don't know that, and therefore they're settling for this insignificant material experience. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj, as he said, he's lamenting, and he's trying to figure out how to help people come to a higher platform so they can understand the futility of their aspiring for happiness in the material world and try to take seriously aspiring for happiness in relationship to Krishna. So that's what our acharyas are giving us, a process by which we can actually become conscious of Krishna, and they're giving us advice how to avoid the things that will take our consciousness away from Krishna. Hiranyakashipu was simply interested in taking his consciousness as far away from Krishna as possible, and Prahlad was interested in putting his consciousness as close to Krishna as possible. So that's the difference between them. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions?
I just read that even Shiva, he's currently praying to Lord Anuruddha in order not to be attracted by sense gratification, so he can dedicate for serving. So I'm wondering, I thought that Anuruddha is Shiva, this is one, and other. My question would be either we need to pray for such a benediction to some deity directly, some or you can do this.
Chant Hare Krishna. Yeah. Krishna is the most attracted. Well, just take shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and everything else will be taken care of. Anything else? Okay, thank you very much. Grandharaj Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.